Man, I'm excited, you guys. Welcome back to Growing in His Word. Listen, we're going to talk about the spiritual state, and it's radical because last week we were in 1 John, and we're still in 1 John, and we talked about the anointing of the Lord, and we talked about how we do not love the world. We talked about the awesome truth abiding in us and how the Holy Spirit can abide in us. We talked about the Holy One, the Anointed One, the Holy Spirit, the beautiful Spirit. We talked about how as believers, we can indwell, the Holy Spirit can indwell in us, and that we are joined together. He is in us. And we talked about that. And so it's so radical to see, because the Spirit lives within us, that we know all that we need to know in order to resist the temptations of false teachers and also believers to live godly lives in this world. Welcome back. Welcome back to Growing in His Word, man. I was, you know, last week I was talking about some cool stuff, man, about letting the truth abide in you and how we're children of God. And it's so radical because as believers, you know, the truth is really all we need. And we don't want to hate one another or disagree with, you know, content in our hearts. We want to be together, joined together in one, like the body of Christ. Welcome back to Growing in His Word. God bless you guys. I'm Yos, and this is Growing in His Word. Man, we've been free from the guilt, free from the drama, free from all that stuff, man. All you believers out there, man, are you just coming back from the from some dramatized church, some doctor psychology wacko church? Don't worry, man. There's peace. There's hope for you. Listen, Satan hates us, and he doesn't want us to grow. That's why I made this channel called Growing in His Word. I made this so that we can go verse by verse. The enemy's going to attack you. I understand he's going to attack you, but you got to stick into this, plug into this podcast. It's so radical. This podcast is brought to you by Jesus Christ and led by the Holy Spirit. Father, we come before you. We thank you for this podcast. What a radical, radical time we're going to have in you, Jesus. We're going to talk about the love that you have for us, Father, the love that you have for the world. Lord, the love that you have bestowed upon us, Father. What an amazing time, Father, you've given us. And so I'm excited, Father, to share this with the whole world in Jesus' name. Amen, everybody. I said amen. Listen, all the shout outs out there, Detroit, love you guys, man. Keep listening, man. I got your messages. I got your, even in Canada, Quebec, Ontario, all that, you guys. I see you out there, man. Keep listening, man. God's good. You know, it's radical. I could shout out all day long, man. Over 6 million listeners worldwide on the podcast. What a radical thing that God's doing, and not a dime is being given to this ministry because we don't accept your donations. But we are going to get into 1 John, and we're going to get back to the Word, and I am excited. Last week, we left off in chapter 3 in the beginning, and it's radical because it says, "Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God, and therefore the world does not know us, because it did not know him. Beloved, now that we are children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be, but we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him. For we shall see him as he is, and everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself just as he is pure." So what's he saying? John is saying, so Christians, they manifest their nature by practicing righteousness. And that's the Lord's righteousness, Jesus Christ's holy righteousness. You know, we want to be like him. That's the key to being holy. And so, you know, the children of the devil, now they display their basic nature by sinning. And he's talking about habitual sin. And so believers who sin, okay, are not expressing their nature as children of God. Instead, they are following Satan's pattern. And you're thinking, what does that mean? I'm going to get to that. Now, John here in chapter 3 is talking about how we believers need to love one another. It's a basic to living for Christ. And you can't advance in the Holy Spirit. You cannot advance in your walk in Christ or in the kingdom if you don't have that ahava. In Hebrew, it's ahava. It's love. And there's different kinds of love. There's phileo love. There's there's different kinds of love. I learned it in college. But the agape love is the radical love that God has for us. It's the unconditional love. It's so radical that God loves us the way he does. And where we are, believers, you are loved. You don't need to be loved by anyone else but by Jesus. This is where I'm getting at. Satan's a liar. Satan's a liar. He wants to trick you up. People think that they're not loved. Satan's sinful nature is shown through the lives of those who belong to the devil. And Jesus' purpose, the whole purpose, you guys, in coming was to destroy the works of the devil. But a person who sins, even a believer, is of the devil. But in the sense that he is participating in the devil's activity. So basically, John's saying here that it's possible for believers to do that which is of the devil. Look at Mark chapter 8, verse 31. And also, you know, James 3, 6. But the seed here we're talking about in chapter 3 is the love that he has for us. And, you know, God will reveal his beautiful attributes in our lives if we keep his word. Okay, believers? And if this is the hope, Christ being like him, okay? He's pure. We suck. And so as believers, it's hard to follow the Lord because we get caught up in this world, believers. We get caught up in the world and the love of the money, the flesh, the things of the world. We put our minds on things, jealousy, pride, envious. Listen, I want to tell you something. First, we're going to read on, and then I'm going to show you something. It's radical. Verse 4 says, actually, verse 3 says, 3 of 3, or 2, beloved, now we are children of God, but it has not yet been revealed what shall be, but we know that when he is revealed, the coming of the Lord, we shall be like him. We don't want to get caught up and he comes back and we're playing church. We're playing games. That's not what we want, believers. I think if we just do the right thing as believers, Christ will work out the problems in our life, believers. You understand? So, listen. But we shall know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And everyone, listen to verse 3, and everyone who has this hope, in Hebrew, hatikva, in him, this hope in him, purifies himself just as he is pure. And listen to this. And verse 4 says, whoever commits sin also commits lawlessness. And sin is lawlessness. But you know that he was manifested to take away our sins. And in him there is no sin. He's perfect. Jesus was and is 100% man and 100% God. So, I mean, I hear people say, oh, you don't know how it feels. You know, I struggle. We all struggle. I've popped out some nasty words here and there, but God says, I'll bury those sins in the bottom of the abyss and I'll never throw them in your face again. Satan will. See, the enemy is seeking and devouring anything he can get his hands on. He's a lion that preys at night in our lives. It's a constant battle between the flesh and the spirit and the walking with the Lord. And it's a battle. And it starts in the mind, believers. It starts in the head, in the mind. That's why Ephesians says to guard, put on your helmet of salvation. Get into the word. But don't be all holy like, you know, like you're, I mean, be holy, but don't be a hypocrite and be like, oh, I know all this stuff. Look at me. I'm just so holy. Because we suck. It's Christ in us, believers. We want to win others over. We do it with love. Look, the key here is people say that they love God, but their words. Words are nothing. Action overcomes words, believers. When you do, it's better. And the key here is anyone that follows Christ, Satan wants to try to destroy. That's the name of the game for him. It's a game for him. For Christ, it's not a game. Okay? Our salvation and our soul is not a game. The devil, he attacks believers. He knows their weaknesses. He knows their strengths. And he knows exactly what he's going for. That he'll go right for your throat, Satan will. Because he hates us. But Jesus says, I have overcome Satan on that cross. And you don't have to be condemned anymore. Romans chapter 8 and 9 says, therefore, there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Amazing. Man, it's amazing. You know, you see, here it says, whoever abides in him does not sin. And he's talking about habitual sinners. And that's the key. If we're always focused on the word of God, or not like a fanatic, but when we read our word and we stay in the Holy Spirit, we let the Holy Spirit lead us, and we're continuing to read the Bible and we're continuing to grow in his word, please come here to this channel. And we will see the Holy Spirit work in our life. I've been to so many churches. I've taught at churches. I've preached at churches. But it's not the church that saves us. It's not the golden mighty dollar. It's the love that we have for one another. It's about Christ. People make jokes. They offend others. We forgive them. Move on. Pray for them. But whoever abides in him does not sin. And whoever sins has neither seen him nor knows him. You don't know him if you're habitually sinning. I'll just have a beer tonight. I'll just have one more beer. Oh yeah, just another one now. Then tomorrow comes. Okay, you got drunk last night. I did? Yeah, you don't remember? Yeah, I don't. Well, kind of. Yeah, because you're still drunk. You know, what happened? Oh, you're accused? Oh, look, you're judging me now, Pastor Yost. No, you're habitually sinning. You keep going after that fishing rod and that pole. That you keep fishing in the same fishing hole of sin. Well, you're jealous. You're jealous. You know what happened? Let me tell you something. It's sad. It's a very true story, believers. I'm going to tell you a story. It says, look at verse 7. Little children, let no one deceive you. He who practices righteous is righteous, just as he is righteous. See? Verse 8 says, he who sins is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning. And from this purpose, the Son of God was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. He did it through the cross, man. And whoever has been born of God does not sin. He's talking about habitual. For his seed remains in him, and he cannot sin because he has been born of God. And what he means is, I've got people telling me, oh, I don't sin because of that verse. I'm not a sinner. No, you are born a sinner. That means habitual sin. That means that God saved you from hell, and you're born of him, and he will not let you go. Believers, don't compromise with the word. It starts with sin. It starts with pride, jealousy, envious. It starts with all that. Listen, in Genesis chapter 37, in verse 18 and 36, it says this. Now when they saw him afar, who is this? Watch this, you guys. Even before he came near, listen. Before they came near him, they conspired against him to kill him. They said to one another, look, this dreamer is coming. Come, therefore, let us now kill him and cast him into some pit. And we shall say, some wild beast has devoured him. And we shall see what will become of his dreams. Who are we talking about, believers? We're talking about Joseph, his own brothers. Satan made them so jealous. They chose to live that jealous lifestyle of his brother, the Joseph of many colors, and his dad loved him, and he was, oh, it's all about Joseph. And then finally, they just said, forget this guy, man. Let's just kill him. Let's just get rid of him. Well, then, you know, a little bit of consciousness came in and said, well, dude, that's our brother, man. We can't do that to our own blood. But the other ones wanted to feed him to the wolves. Look at what Satan's doing, believers. And so he says, oh, well, I got a better idea. Let's just sell him into slavery. Yeah, we'll work him to death. That'll work. And we don't have to put up with the love that he has for God and the dreams that God gives him. And all the attention will be off of him and back on us because we love that attention. You know people like that in life? Satan wants to do that to you. Don't let him do that. It's sad. Verse 21 says of Genesis 37, 18 and 36 says, but Reuben heard it. And he delivered him out to their hands and said, let us not kill him. See, oh, here comes the conviction. And Reuben said to them, shed no blood, but cast him into the pit, which is in the wilderness, and do not lay a hand on him, that he might deliver him out of the hands and bring him back to his father. Look at this, man. But so it came to pass when Joseph had to come to his brothers, that they stripped Joseph of his tunic, of many colors, his robes that was on him. And they took him and cast him into the pit, and the pit was empty and there was no water in it. Wow, not even a drink of water for his own brother. Believers, Abel and Cain, Cain and Abel, do the math. Satan wants to destroy us, and he will do it by attacking our own family, our friends, our pastors. Satan will attack your pastors. He will attack your neighbors. He'll use the dog to bite you. It doesn't matter. Enemy wants to destroy what Jesus gave us, and we can't let the devil in our walk.
Well, you don't understand. It's so hard, Pastor Yos.
No, I do understand. God is righteous, and those who practice righteousness will be recognized as being born of God. The verse here doesn't say that everyone who is born of God practices righteousness, but believers can walk in darkness and sin. So the point here is that when, as a child, exhibits the nature of his or her father, he or she is perceived as a child of the Father. But God is saying, I can be your father. I can be everything to you. But you have to love, because love covers a multitude of sin. And the radical part is this. People will be jealous, just like Joseph. His brothers sold him into slavery, slander. People will talk about you, but they're really not born again. Jealousy, envious, they're not born again. It goes back to all that. It goes back to the verse. To all who have this hope in him, purifies themselves just as he is pure. They are pure in Christ. We are pure. We as believers are put on this earth as a test until we can recognize that there is no real hope for the devil. There's no hope for the devil. He's an evil, you know what? But we have no hope unless we understand that we must be like Christ. And we have to understand that this world is a test. Listen. Verse 10 is serious, because in this the children of God and the children of the devil are manifest. Who you see? So it's almost like wheat and the tares. God says, don't remove the wheat and the tares from the church. They grow together because he wants to allow God here. Believers, I'm going to stop and tell you this. Listen, I don't care what church you're in. God says, get your eyes and your ears off the drama. Get your eyes off of the pain and the sufferings that you go through with other believers. Look at it this way. God has allowed the goats and the sheep to come to live together until Christ comes back to separate them. You might think, well, I don't want to eat with them. Well, I don't either. Trust me. I've given up churches because of it. But we must not pay any mind to it, because that's the weakness where the enemy wants to try to rob your joy. And he wants to strip that love. And without love, we are nothing. Christ says without love, we have nothing. And so whoever does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor is he who does not love his brother.
Verse 11 says, "For this is the message that you heard from the beginning, that we should love one another, not as Cain, who was of the wicked one, and murdered his brother. And why did he murder him? Because his works were evil and his brother's righteousness." In his brother's righteousness. So, you know, God, he's saying here in verse 13, don't marvel, my brethren. Don't laugh. Because if the world hates you, we know that we have passed from death to life because we love the brethren. And he who does not love his brother abides in death, because whoever hates his brother is a murderer. And you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. And so I talk about this all the time. I've texted sisters in the Lord. You need to love the brother. I mean, I know you don't want to, but are you really born again? And the answer is no, because if someone doesn't love you, then they don't love God. It's that simple. And he won't forgive you in front of his father. It's that simple. There's fights and there's arguments and there's bitterness. But when it comes down to love, if you don't want to love, if you have no love in your heart, then you're just a liar. It's just all there is to it. You're a liar. And there's no truth in you. And that's the test, God says. Watch, it's crazy. I mean, I catch people all the time in this. It's believers, listen. Don't laugh. It says, marvel, if the world hates you, we know that we have passed from death to life because we love the brethren. Now watch this. Verse 16 says it all. By this we know love, because he laid down his life for us, and we also ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whoever has the world's goods and sees his brother in need and shuts up his heart from him, how does the love of God abide in him? So we got to love people in deed and in truth, not just pat them on the back and say, be warm and be filled. Go to a church, you're hungry, you're thirsty. You go to a church and they've got money, some of them, and you lost your job, you need something to eat, and you go to the pastor and say, I'm hungry, I need to get some bills here paid. Can you help me? And they just smile at you and they say, oh, what's your social security number? Excuse me? Yeah, how long have you been going to this church? Just got here. Oh, we have to go to the board now and make a decision because, you know, we have to have 200 people on our board here to make a decision about if we should give you some money right now while your baby's in the car dying of not having any formula. Yeah. Give us a couple months and we'll get back to you. You see, this is, and then they'll look at you and smile with that, oh, praise the Lord. You know that smiley face on TV? I can't say his name because he'll try to sue me again. Oh, man. Basically, you know, be warm and be filled. That's what they do. Be warm and be filled. Oh, what a beautiful person. Oh, what a beautiful family that you have. Oh, welcome to this church. Oh, you don't have any money? And so that's not the love. The love is, how are you? What can I? Well, I don't have any money. I don't have anything. Okay, hey, my name is whatever it is. I don't have any money, man, but can I pray for you? I noticed that your kids are in the car, and I know it's cold outside. Is there a way that we can we please lay hands on you and ask the Holy Spirit to open a door? That is what believers need to understand in this life before they pass on to the next for judgment. We have to love one another. It really does cover a multitude of sins. Look it up. Love. And so, you don't understand. We get con artists coming to this church all the time. Well, good for you. God will keep providing for them then. Keep loving others, man, and spread the love and whatever, you know, indeed and the truth. But here it is. So whoever, verse 17 says, has this world's good and sees his brother in need and shuts up his heart from him, how does the love of God abide in him? It doesn't. Because look, 18 says, my little children, let us not love in the word. No, let's not love in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth. And by this we know that we are of the truth and shall assure our hearts before him. For if our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart and knows all things. Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence toward God. And whatever we ask, we receive from him because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight, not our sight. Our sight will get us in trouble. And so I'm excited to tell you that verse 23 says, and this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of the Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as he gave us the commandment. Believers, it's real simple. Now he who keeps his commandments abides in him, and he in him. And by this, we know that he abides in us by the Spirit whom he has given us. John 14 says it all. The Holy Spirit, the fruits of the Holy Spirit, we see in Galatians 5:22, the fruit of the Spirit, it's love. You know, we just need to abide in him, and that's the key. And love is the key, and anyone who has the love has the power. Believers, listen to me. All we got to do is abide in him. It's that simple. You don't have to spend money. It's, you know, Christmas wasn't made to spend money. Hanukkah, you know, it's not about money. Christmas isn't about money. You know, it's about Jesus Christ. And he was probably born in October, by the way. It's about Jesus Christ and what we do with his love and his mercy and his grace. But it starts with obedience. Obedience by faith. And next week, we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the spirit of truth and the spirit of error and knowing God through love and seeing God through love, because love is awesome. And believers, I love you guys. And you know what? So does the Lord Jesus. You don't have to worry. Don't worry about what, you know, non-believers or believers think of you. They ripped out Jesus Christ's beard and they crucified our Lord. And you know, he went through, I can't imagine what he went through, but I thank him for what he did for us on the cross. It's about his love. Don't let Satan pound your brain anymore. Don't let the devil cause fear. Don't let the devil make you think that you're a nobody. You're a somebody. God loves you, you know, and that's just all there is to it. We don't need to worry about materials, goods, the course of life, living or our livelihood. It's you know, we just need to live. We need to live for Christ. And he demonstrated his love by dying on the cross. And we don't need to love the world, believers. You know, there's nothing there for us. Nothing but trash. We just need to love one another, grow in his word, and be faithful to the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we come before you. We thank you for this time, Lord. We ask that you just bless the believers out there, Father, and keep giving them your love, Father, and your mercy. Lord, we pray that the ones who don't know you come to know you, Father, and come and grow in you, Lord, and give their life to you, Father. We pray that they receive you, Lord, and that they say the sinner's prayer, Lord, the sinner's prayer, Father, and we pray it now, Lord. We pray that if anyone don't know you, Lord, we pray that they receive you today in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you guys. And listen, next week we're going to talk about the facts of love. Hey, man, we're going to talk about the imperative love, okay? The outworking of love. And we're going to talk about why we as believers need to be in the Spirit and to keep shining for Jesus. I'm excited in chapter 4. We're in 1 John chapter 4 next week. And may the Lord bless you guys and keep you and, you know, keep blessing you guys. I'm praying for everybody out there. Don't worry, man. God's got a plan for each and every one of you guys. And remember, don't let no one rob your joy, man. Satan wants to rob your joy. He wants to set you up for a fall. But the Lord Jesus has a plan for you that you cannot stop. God loves you. He wants to bless you. He wants to just open his arms and accept you where you are. He wants to receive you. Don't feel like you're not good enough, because Satan, that's what he does. It's a spiritual war. Read Ephesians, the breastplate of righteousness. Shod your feet with the preparation, man. We need to put on the breastplate of righteousness and the shield of faith and just get out there, man,
and chop away for the Lord in love, man. Be a lover and keep praying for this country and pray for the whole world. God bless you guys and have a wonderful week.